Asian, Western philosophy has spent a lot of time on this area. Descartes famously said, cogito ergo sum, I think, therefore I am. But very interestingly, the Scottish philosopher David Hume, in his treatise on human nature, I believe it was there, he expressed his understanding of the nature of self very, very similar to a Buddhist understanding. I don't have the exact text in front of me, but he said something along the lines of, we talk about ourself, and everyone thinks in terms of a self who thinks and breathes and eats. But when I look at that self, you know, I can't find any such thing. There's perceiving, there's smelling, there's hearing, there's thinking. But that which is doing the thinking, that which is doing the hearing and smelling and tasting and touching, I cannot find any such thing. David Hume was in the, I think, late 18th century. And that is very closely in accord with Buddhist philosophy. And so he was given a bit of...
Treatise of Human Nature.
Thank you. So that is very closely in accord with Buddhist thinking. So there were those who had, I would say, that the kind of capacity to explore and investigate and also to be able to express themselves and go against the current of thinking, both from the academic philosophers and the theistic philosophers. It was quite an unusual way to speak. He was saying, well, this is what happens when you look to try and find a self. What is it that's doing the thinking and hearing and feeling and tasting, touching? Or, as the Buddha puts it, it is this self of mine that speaks and feels and experiences here and there the result of good and bad actions. So Hume is saying, well, there's thinking, there's feeling, there's experiencing, but it just seems to be a bundle of perceptions arising and passing away very, very quickly. And so that word bundle has got associated with David Hume as like the kind of bundle philosophy, that it's just perceptions and experiences bundled together that creates this feeling of I and mine, but there is no substantial entity findable there. That is an interesting thread to follow. If those of you are interested in Western philosophy, already involved in Western philosophy, then David Hume in particular, there's a lot of sympathy between his expression of things and some of the Buddhist ones.